Welcome in. What's Right with Nick Wright, episode 129. But the first episode ever that we've done with the Kansas City Chiefs as the Super Bowl champions of the world. Who could have seen it coming? This God Dog show, that's who could have seen it coming. Exactly. Oh, it's the Bills' year. Oh, the Bengals have their number. Oh, they're going to miss Tyreek Hill. Oh, Mahomes is hurt. Ain't a damn thing matter when you have that quarterback and that coach. A masterpiece. A true Kansas City masterpiece.
Yeah.
4 second half drives, 4 scores. That is now twice Patrick Mahomes has been down double digits in the God Dog Super Bowl against the league's best defense and executed second half 10-point comebacks. All of NFL history. We'll get into the show in a second. All of NFL history in the Super Bowl. Down 10 points. Everyone has lost every single time except Tom Brady twice, Patrick Mahomes twice. I tell you we're going to start with what missed, but we're not. Because the Chiefs just won the Super Bowl. I will tell you, if you listen to Friday's gambling show, and we're going to get into it later, we gave out another offer winner. We finished our year with a 28-1 winner in the Super Bowl. We almost started the year with a 50-1 winner. We did end the year with a 28-1 winner. But, you know, I was in Phoenix all week. I left before the game. And while I was in Phoenix, a big question I got was, where's DeMonze? So the DeMonze stands, as he says, are actually alive and well. DeMonze also wearing a What's Up Mahomes shirt, courtesy of our friends at the Dan Patrick Show. That's who sent me that.
Okay.
You know, some would say, you know, this is a little bandwagon-y since, you know, I didn't see that shirt all year. But I wouldn't say that. DeMonze grew up in Kansas City. He can claim it as much as he wants. Let's get into the show.
How could I not, man? All right, Travis Kelce said nobody believed in the Chiefs. Nobody except for this guy and crew.
Okay, can I say something real quick to my friend Travis Kelce? Not to make it about me, but it would have been nice if when he's getting the trophy, he had just thrown in a except Nick Wright.
It would have been
nice. Or Mahomes
was
standing there. If Mahomes was like, except our guy Nick. I probably would have passed out.
Yeah.
But that would have been nice, but go ahead.
You said that Monday morning's headline would be Mahomes' masterpiece.
Yeah.
He did win the MVP, but he surprisingly only had 182 passing yards and also rushed for 40-plus.
Yep.
Two questions. Have you slept yet? And was this an all-time Mahomes game, or does the W belong more to Andy Reid and the supporting cast?
Both.
Both.
So, yeah. Mahomes was wildly efficient, not wildly prolific.
Right.
So, the reason he only threw for 180 was not because he was missing passes. Guy only had 3 passing touchdowns, 6 incompletions. And the incompletions, I feel like I can name them. There was 3 throwaways, the one pass before the missed field goal where he was getting hit and threw it.
Looked like it could have got picked.
And it looked like it could have gotten picked or caught.
Right.
The one pass where Juju got held over the middle on that third down, which, by the way, would then pay dividends later in the game. The refs missed that. And then one more I'm forgetting. So Mahomes, I thought, played a perfect football game. And I don't know that it was his best game, but it was perfect. He made no mistakes. He did everything that you wanted him to do. And that scramble is an iconic play in NFL history. That guy has an injured ankle playing the most ferocious pass rush in the league. It's the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, tie game, 2.5 minutes left, and he scrambles him into field goal range, where one first down now wins the game and where you know you're taking the lead.
Yeah.
And so in that regard, he played a perfect game. With that said, this was as great of a team win as I can ever remember in my life as a sports fan. So let's talk about Andy. Then let's talk about the other guys. Halftime adjustments are usually just a media thing because halftime's 13 minutes. Takes like 2 minutes to get to the locker room, like 2 minutes to get back. People use the bathroom. They eat a little something. The Super Bowl is different because you have 40-minute halftime. So you actually do have time to break things down and to look at things. And the Chiefs clearly realized the Eagles are reacting to our wide receiver motion in a way that leads them susceptible to reversing it in the other direction. And they scored back-to-back second-half Super Bowl touchdowns on the old run the same play on Madden and just hit R2. Flip it. Where Kadarius Toney runs like he's going to take a jet sweep, at the last second breaks outside, and both guys go with the inside player.
Mm-hmm.
Wide open touchdown. Sky Moore then scored a touchdown on the exact same play. That's coaching.
Yeah.
So Andy, listen, for Andy to have a game plan where they outrushed the Eagles, where they only had the ball 8 times on offense, and in those 8 times, they scored 4 touchdowns, could have scored a 5th, but they went down at the 1.
Right.
You know, so scored 4 touchdowns, kicked a field goal, missed a field goal, and had 2 punts. And Andy's only, the only decision he made all game that I didn't like, and this was, you can attest to this, that first field goal I didn't like.
Yeah.
I just thought that we know Philly's going to be aggressive. You got to, and at that point, the Chiefs had the ball once, driven right down the field and scored, right. Had the ball again, were driving down the field. The Eagles were showing no resistance. I thought you should go for it. But aside from that, it was a great job by Andy Reid.
Yeah.
So he deserves massive credit. Now to the other guys. Too many to name. Kadarius Toney's punt return. Holy bleep. That's the longest punt return in Super Bowl history.
That's crazy.
That is back-to-back weeks where you could argue the singular biggest play was a punt return. One by Sky Moore, a rookie, in the AFC Championship game. And one by Kadarius Toney, a second-year player who was acquired by the Chiefs midseason. Unbelievable. Nick Bolton, the scoop and score touchdown, to have the courage and the wherewithal not just to fall on that football, but to pick it up and go. And Nick Bolton flying all over the field in the run game, costing you your parlay because Miles Sanders couldn't get off because Nick Bolton was crushing people.
Yeah.
Like,
he was there.
He was outstanding. And then most importantly, and I know at this point, even though it's just, you know, 12 hours after the game, I'm sure a lot of people have made this point, but it must be repeated. That offensive line played an all-time game. You're up against the number one pass rush in the league by a mile. And Mahomes was allowed no sacks.
I mean, both teams, they threw one sack.
And it wasn't even really a sack. It was the play you talked about. Saunders, the big guy, chasing Hurts out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
Because he stepped out a yard by the line of scrimmage. That counts as a sack.
Right.
But for the Chiefs' offensive line to hold up the way they did, and this was the point I made on Friday repeatedly and on Thursday's What's Right show, was any of us that have any professional pride whatsoever, if we have ever failed in a big spot professionally, the one thing we make sure of is I might fail again, but I will not fail in the same way for the same reasons. The Chiefs lost a Super Bowl in embarrassing fashion 2 years ago because they couldn't block the other team's front four. So while everyone was worried about that being why the Chiefs didn't win today or yesterday, I said all week, that is the least of my concerns. Reed, Mahomes, Bieniemy, and Brett Veach, the GM, have had 2 years to address the personnel on the offensive line, to address the schematic issues from that game and to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Right.
And they executed it. So, like, could the Chiefs have, listen, we'll talk about the Eagles side of this later. But obviously, this was a great game and a game the Eagles could have won. But it wasn't going to be because the Chiefs' offense couldn't move the ball. It was going to be because Jalen Hurts, who we'll discuss shortly, had one of the best games. I think it's not one of, I think it's the best game of his career.
Yeah.
He was spectacular. And we'll talk more about him, and he will get massive respect for me. But I know you want to ask some follow-ups here.
Yep. Yeah, so Mahomes has two Super Bowl MVPs and two MVPs now.
Yep.
Is it too soon to declare him the GOAT, or are you ready to take it there?
Okay, so the list of guys with multiple league MVPs and multiple Super Bowl MVPs is Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Patrick Mahomes. That also, to me, is very fairly the list of the three best quarterbacks ever. And I would have Peyton Manning fourth. But those three guys, unbelievable regular season numbers, unbelievable statistics, unbelievable clutch moments in the postseason, and multiple championships. That those are the only three guys in league history that check those boxes, and you add to it, got better in the biggest spots, were better in the playoffs, better trailing in games than they were in regular situations. I am ready, and I think everyone should be ready, to say Patrick Mahomes is the best player we've ever seen at the position. Greatest of all time has to do with accomplishments, and he has a ways to go to catch Brady. I don't think he has to get to seven rings, but he has to get, it can't be 7-2.
Right.
I'm not a count the rings guy, but
four.
Four, and you can have the discussion. 100%. You can have the discussion. And it also will, here's the other thing. I get that everyone is going to say Brady won three in his first 4 years. Mahomes has two in his first five. That's true. Brady had three after 4 years. Brady also had three after 14 years.
Right.
Anybody think Mahomes only winning one in the next decade? Like, as far as on track to catch Brady, I would argue ahead of schedule.
Right.
Because there is, and again,
like the Patriots didn't even make the playoffs. What was it, the year after?
So they won a Super Bowl, missed the playoffs,
right,
then won back-to-back, and then after they won back-to-back.
Mahomes is always there.
Always there.
Yeah.
Always there and always in round three or further.
Right.
And is now set up. Here's the other thing. Well, actually, you know what? Go ahead and get to the next question because I don't want to step on it. Go ahead because I'll get there here.
Yeah, the Eagles actually played a pretty good game, minus the fumble for the touchdown by Hurts.
I think the Eagles offensively played almost a perfect game.
Very clean game.
Except for, listen, that fumble is a huge, especially because it's unforced. I mean,
right.
The ball just slipped out of his hands. It's a huge play, but go ahead.
Yeah. But it seemed inevitable that Kansas City will win because, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Every week they won a close game, plus they traded away the best wide receiver in football and still won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And Mahomes said after winning the game, we're not done yet. What does the rest of the league need to do to catch up to the Chiefs, or is that impossible?
I don't know how they're going to do it. So here's the crazy thing, and this is what I was about to say there.
Oh.
Was the rookies, but it's more so Brett Veach deserves so much credit for, it's not just having the guts to trade Tyreek Hill, but then you've got to go hit on those draft picks. And Pacheco, 7th round pick, dude was a monster. Two rookies scored touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Sky Moore, the whole secondary.
Yeah.
Leo Chenal, the linebacker. On the big play that Andy challenged and it ended up being upheld, but the Goddard double catch, that was a rookie safety that came in and hit him that almost saved that play.
Yeah.
Rookies all over the place on the offensive line. Creed Humphrey is in his second year. Trey Smith is in his second year. Guys they drafted. They have nailed the draft.
Sometimes their rookiness was showing.
Yes.
But like now they've got that Super Bowl experience. Well, I mean, they won a Super Bowl.
You want it. So the thing is this. You paid no price.
Right.
For the teams that played the most rookies in the NFL this year were the Bears. They have the number one pick. The Texans. They have the number two pick. And the Seahawks. Shout out to the Seahawks. They had an unbelievable draft class. Drafted two tackles. Drafted an awesome corner in the sixth round or something. Their running back was a rookie. And they were actually good.
Right.
But they were not Super Bowl caliber.
Right.
So the Chiefs have all these rookies getting snaps. But here's the other reason everyone's in so rough shape. Moving forward, Patrick Mahomes' average annual value on his contract right now is fifth most in the NFL. Rodgers, Russell, Kyler, and Deshaun are all make more on a year-by-year basis. Josh Allen's right behind. But that is about to change drastically because Joe Burrow's about to get paid. Justin Herbert's about to get paid. Jalen Hurts is about to get paid. Lamar might get paid. And Dak might get an extension. Point is this. It is absolutely realistic to say because Mahomes signed a 10-year contract. Unprecedented then, and no one has signed one since. It is likely that going into next season, Patrick Mahomes is on average the 10th highest paid quarterback.
Yeah.
That is devastating for the rest of the league.
Yeah.
To have the far and away best guy by a mile. And he's not going to try to renegotiate. He's not going to ask for more money.
He wants more Super Bowls.
Because he wants more Super Bowls. Yeah. And he knows that, you know, Kelce does not make a lot of money. Kelce has taken less repeatedly and not reset the tight end market. We'll see what now. Chris Jones is potentially up for a contract. He might take a lot, and we'll see what they do with Frank Clark. But the point is that Mahomes contract is such a bargain, and the fact that it runs 7 more years from now or 8 more years, I'm not sure which, it puts the Chiefs in a position where, and then the moves like Kadarius Toney, he has 2 years left on his rookie deal. So they still have a few extra draft picks thanks to the Tyreek trade. Tyreek, who, by the way, I don't know if you saw it, he tweeted calling Kelce and Mahomes the greatest duo ever. Love to see it.
Respect.
I shout out to him for that.
Respect.
Yeah. But the Chiefs are, let's just look at the Super Bowls since Mahomes came into the league. Okay. Mahomes' first year, the Patriots win it, beating the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game in overtime. The next year, they get bounced in round one. They haven't won a playoff game since. Since the Patriots won that Super Bowl, they have not won a playoff game since. Okay? The next year, the Chiefs won it. Put a pin in them. We'll put them in a moment. The next year, the Bucs won it. The Bucs are now done. They're finished. They won one playoff game since then. The next year, the Rams won. They missed the playoffs this year. They look to be pretty close to done. And then the Chiefs won it again. So everyone else that has won a Super Bowl in this era has, and the year before Mahomes came into the league or started playing, the Eagles won it with a coach and a quarterback that then got fired and released. And now are back there, credit to them, with a totally new coach and quarterback. But they at least built something semi-sustainable, even though they switched out coach and quarterback. But everyone else has spent in free agency, done everything you can, try to get there right now. And a lot of teams have done that and not won the Super Bowl. Those teams won it and did win a Super Bowl, but then they couldn't sustain it at all. The Chiefs have 8 rookies that played significant roles in the Super Bowl. Nick Bolton is young. Chris Jones is not young. He's in the prime of his career. The only old guy on the team is Travis. The only old guy on the team is Travis Kelce. And, like, I'm a little worried about him.
I notice his, like, technique. Like, even when he gets tackled, he's really good at, like, keeping himself out of danger.
So that is
the way he falls is pretty smooth.
So that is a super savvy point by you. And that is why Travis Kelce. So listen, sometimes injuries are bad luck in this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Travis Kelce, DeMonze, in his NFL career, has been his rookie year, he didn't play. So throw that year out. Okay. In his rookie year, has been on the roster for 146. Right. Is that right? Hold on. Let me make sure this is exactly right. That doesn't sound right, but okay. But yeah, and I'm sorry. Post his rookie year, has been on the roster for 145 games in the regular season and 18 games in the postseason. So in Travis Kelce's, he's been eligible to play in post rookie year 163 games. He has played in 161 of them. And one of those games he missed was a week 17 resting you because we're the one seed already.
Copy.
He has, in his career, missed one game due to injury. So, I don't know if this is showing up on the pod, but we got some smooth jazz music being played right outside Drintage here in Harlem. But you are 100% correct that he has a method. Yes, he trains. He keeps himself at all those things. He has an unbelievable ability to not take big hits, mm-hmm. which is crazy for a guy who lives over the middle.
Right.
But it's like he's always gliding.
Yeah.
And like, I can't remember the last time somebody squared him up.
Right.
Now, let me add one other part to that. That is also a quarterback stat.
Yeah.
Brady,
he was just talking about that.
About how it is.
He's taking the responsibility off of the quarterbacks these days.
Yep.
Penalizing people for hitting them when they're leaving them exposed.
Correct. Like, yeah. That is partially that's Mahomes' ability to, if he sees a guy coming, he throws it low and out, you know, does things, right. Doesn't put his guys in danger.
Yeah.
That is a huge part of being a great quarterback that nobody thinks about. But Brady thought about it, obviously, and it's 100% correct. But Kelce, Kelsey's not going to retire this year, but Kelce eventually might retire. I mean, not might. He eventually, I mean, Kelce is older than Gronk.
I don't know why, man. I still give Kelce like 4 more years.
It's a lot. I mean, the thing is this. He has not slowed down at all, and he seems to have so much fun. And where I would like to give the Chiefs a ton of credit, and you notice this watching the post-game interviews. Every single person who's interviewed, when they're asked about what they did, found a different teammate to give credit to for what they did.
Yeah.
They really do seem, and the Eagles had that as well going for them, where they were totally united.
Right.
And everyone kept asking Travis Kelce all week how he gets so open. And every time he said, Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, baby. And Mahomes, whenever he was asked about this game yesterday in all the interviews, he just talked about the offensive line. He said, we told the offensive line all week, if you guys hold up, we win.
Mm-hmm.
And they were great. All right, we're 20 minutes in. We're only halfway through the segment. Let's keep going.
All right, you called Jalen Hurts the 25th best quarterback in the league at the beginning of the season.
Okay, before the year started, that's where I had him. That is correct.
That
Go is ahead.
Aged wonderfully.
Okay.
All right, despite the loss in the Super Bowl, he's proved you and all the other haters wrong. He had the most rushing touchdowns and yards by a quarterback ever and also threw for 300-plus.
And the rushing touchdowns thing, forget by a quarterback. He tied the Super Bowl record for any player.
Yeah.
He tied Terrell Davis's record of 3 rushing touchdowns in a game.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl. Go ahead.
Although that fumble and Hail Mary weren't great.
Well, the Hail Mary, he said his foot slipped, which made sense. That turf was a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, that turf was an embarrassment.
I wonder what they do next year.
Well, the Super Bowl won't be there.
Well, I mean, I'm as far as like the design in the middle.
I don't think it was. I think the paint had something to do with it. But that turf, remember week one of the season, the Chiefs were in that stadium. And McDuffie, their rookie corner, got hurt and their kicker got hurt because they slipped on that bad turf. But go ahead.
Yeah. Hurts is now in line for an extension at the end of the next season.
No, he's in line for an extension right now. I mean, his contract's not up until next season. But they're going to pay him now.
Oh, okay.
So they could not pay. Maybe it'll be Lamar's situation where, like, they offer him and he doesn't want it. But he's eligible for an extension now. His contract goes another season. But
okay.
Go
So do you think they'd be correct giving him the money? Would you tie him to your franchise?
Oh, listen, Jalen Hurts, you were spectacular.
Yeah.
Spectacular. I was dead wrong on him. He was great.
Yeah.
He was great. And when you add that level of play to what is undeniably a, like, made-in-a-lab leader, his quotes, his mindset. He said before the game, I had a plan before anyone had an opinion, which is just such a great line. And what he has dealt with as far as getting benched at Alabama, transferring, then damn near winning
everything
Heisman.
Everything was, like, lined up for him to choke in the Super Bowl.
100%.
Given the last biggest stage he played on.
And given the fact that it was very, very clear that he was going to have to go toe-to-toe with Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you this much, man.
If it weren't for that fumble, man, I don't...
Well, I was going to say, if McKinnon doesn't... The sneaky greatest play of the Super Bowl was McKinnon going down at the one.
Yeah.
Going against all instinct to score what could be the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. Going down at the one... Before you go out of bounds, any of that.
This was like a minute and 40 at
that
point.
Yeah, and which allowed... If he scores there, I'm terrified that Jalen Hurts is going to drive the field for a touchdown, and I think they might have gone for two to Monze.
And they're going to use him again.
Yeah, I mean, that two-point play was unstoppable. Yeah. Like the... And so, he was great.
Yeah.
His defense let him down. And that was... Are we going to get into that... later in the show. I'm going to do it right here. This is the problem with believing the raw numbers rather than believing the context. That defense statistically was one of the best we've ever seen. If you add the context of what opposing quarterbacks they were playing, and at the end of the year now, this team played 6 top 10 quarterbacks from this year. Goff, Dak, the Prince, Rodgers, Mahomes. 5.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I said 6, but it was 5. Those 5 averaged 34 points per game. So,
right in line.
While the defense was excellent as far as getting to the quarterback all year, that's another thing. Sacks are sometimes a quarterback stat. The best quarterbacks find a way to make sure, you know what I mean, to get rid of the ball, to do things. And the defense
did what they do against good quarterbacks.
Exactly, which is get exposed on the back end.
Right.
And that was a no-show performance. In league history, the number one pass defense prior to yesterday's game had played in 3 Super Bowls. The Broncos had the number one pass defense against Cam Newton and the Panthers. The Panthers that year led the league in scoring. They went 15-1. Cam won MVP. The Broncos held them to 10 points and won. The Seahawks made the Super Bowl against the number one scoring offense, the Denver Broncos, actually, oddly enough, with Peyton Manning. That Seahawks defense held them to 8 points and won 43-8. The Tampa Bay Bucks made the Super Bowl 20 years ago with the number one defense. They played the Raiders. They beat the Raiders 48-21, scored 2 pick sixes in that game, and dominated. Number one pass defenses in the Super Bowl prior to yesterday were 3-0. And had won the games 115-39. So in all of NFL history, you play the number one pass defense, 3 Super Bowls, you average 13 points a game, 39 total points. The Chiefs scored 38 yesterday. So that is partially a Chiefs stat. That is partially wasn't actually the number one pass defense.
Right.
It was, but it wasn't. But Jalen did everything. All right, we don't have a lot of time here to get to this last topic. I don't know what it possibly could be, but go ahead.
All right, one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time ended with a defensive holding call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just get to it.
James Bradberry admitted that he held after the game, so it must have been the right call, but it still looked debatable. The Chiefs definitely were on the right side of a few calls in the playoffs, legit or not. The refereeing seems shaky this entire postseason across the board. You can't just dismiss the role of the refs played in the Super Bowl run, but will you?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. You're talking about the officiating?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the deal. It's game-changing. On replay, it looked very questionable. It could have flipped the game. And I'm, of course, talking about the touchdown taken off the board by the Chiefs after a forced fumble. Oh, where are the little violins for that? Oh, the league's rigged for the Chiefs. Really? Well, they had a forced fumble touchdown that was called a touchdown in real time on replay. We saw the guy caught it. He turns upfield. He fumbles. And they took the touchdown away. Or Dallas Goedert on third and forever, clearly double catching the ball, only getting one foot in down inbounds. And they review it, and they're like, nah, give him the catch. So give me a break. Nick, you know what call was the bad call? The call that the guy who they called it on after the game said, yes, I definitely did it. I hope the refs would ignore it.
I touched Shut the ball, up. Coach.
Give me a, it's exactly right for that stupid commercial. Give me a break. Give me a break. Now, I will admit, if I were on the other side of that, I'd be beside myself. I get it.
They're letting it rock, too.
The problem is they hadn't called that all game.
Yeah.
Now, let me give another angle to this that my buddy Laszlo pointed out when I was on talking to him this morning. That little go in, cut out move that he held Juju on was the exact type of move the Chiefs had scored two touchdowns on. And if the referee is watching that, like, okay, you guys keep getting beat on this play. It's now the biggest play of the game, and you held him. I can't let you do it. You know what I mean? Like and by the way, that guy, he had held Juju earlier in the game. They didn't call it. Cry me a river.
You know, another thing that I noticed is that, when players get held, they're like, what's going on? Juju had no type of reaction.
He's professional.
Also, when you see the ball going up there, is Juju getting to that football?
Well, no. So, but here's an important note on that. Defensive pass interference, the ball has to be catchable. If you call defensive pass interference, it has to be a ball he could catch. Defensive holding, Mahomes could throw it into the 30th row. It's still defensive holding. So the catchability of that ball has nothing to do with the call.
Okay.
The guy admitted he did it. Yeah, I mean, we're out here trying to argue that this person shouldn't be in jail, and he's given a full confession. Like, no, I'm very sorry to the families I harmed. Give me a break. Guy admitted he did it. He didn't want to get cooked up by Juju. Juju got $1 million bonus. He had a yard prop or something? No, yard prop. I love that. He had in his contract, if they win the Super Bowl and he plays over 50% of the snaps, he gets an extra $1 million. They were only paying him $8 million this year. So that's like a huge extra percentage of his salary. He got it. He didn't know about it. He got told about it in the post-game interview. He was happy.
That's dope.
He was so happy.
That's really dope.
Okay. We've got 10,000 plus people watching us live. We greatly appreciate it. I would greatly appreciate it if all of you watched the television show today. There are two reasons. One is I would like this to be the highest rated TV show ever. The other is, when I tell you we have an over-the-top ceremony planned, I mean we have an over-the-top ceremony planned.
It's bringing out the trumpets?
The trumpets are reserved just for the prince. Let's not disrespect the prince. But it'll be more than trumpets. Patrick Mahomes, when he was on with us, did demand, we drop some more banners. So we might have that along with other things. Also, speaking of Patrick Mahomes, real quick before we break, you want to see what I woke up to?
Let's see.
At 4:51 a.m.
Yeah.
My guy. Oh, the greatest player in the league. He's like, you know what? While I'm celebrating a Super Bowl, let me shoot my guy Nick Wright a text saying I'll see you at the parade. Let's do it. You god dog right.
Wait, are you going to go?
Yeah.
So you're going to be out there at the same time as me?
Well, no, I got to figure this out. It's going to be logistically, it's very hard. But if anyone's watching, by the way, I put out this tweet, but I'm totally serious. If anyone in New York City is a Chiefs fan and is planning on going to the parade and is flying private Tuesday night and wants to let me hitch a ride, I will pay you in great takes, conversation, and gambling advice. But there's not a lot of great flight options for New York City to Kansas City because I have to leave Tuesday night and I have to come back Wednesday night. So I have a very limited window there.
Oh, so no, I'm not.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why
I thought it was on the weekend.
No, the parade is Wednesday.
Okay.
They do the parade immediately because the players want to go on vacation.
Right.
But I got to figure out how I'm getting there. Today I was like Googling, like, can I take a helicopter to Philly? Is there a flight from Philly?
God,
it's hard to get there because I don't want to miss any of the TV shows.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my TV show from the parade, but I'm going to be in the parade. I might even have like a little speaking role. I'm not sure yet. Got to work all that out. We got a lot to talk about. What a day. Subscribe to the show right now live on YouTube. We got a lot left to do. Plus your guys' questions in our third segment. Second segment, though, we play a game and we talk about us, you know, giving out 28-1 winners to wrap up our gambling shows. It's all next. What's right? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals, you will be eating stress-free this spring. Each meal is chef-crafted, fresh, and dietitian-approved. More importantly, they are never frozen and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled up all day long. Try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, truffle butter, and shrimp. Restaurant-quality food that you do not have to prep, cook, or clean up, delivered right to your doorstep. And if you need to change your deliveries, you can pause or reschedule whenever you like. Factor is your solution for fast and premium meals. Also, for the month of April, Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So, what are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/NickWright50 and use code NickWright50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code NickWright50 at factormeals.com/NickWright50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next. Fuel up fast, eat better, and get back to what you love doing this spring with Factor. So Chiefs to win, Mahomes to win MVP, Kelce to have over 80 yards, Kelce to score a touchdown, and Mahomes to rush for over 20.5. That will actually puts that at about 30-1. What is
it?
Okay, so it doesn't improve them all that much, but it's at 28-1. Okay, I'll make that bet. I'll take that offer to end the year with me finally taking the offer. It made it!
Yeah.
Now you and I didn't actually.
Yeah. So. My defense, I don't even think I could find like octopus and stuff on my betting app.
Octopus we couldn't, but that one we could have created ourselves. Instead, you and I just each made a bunch of different parlays. And at the last minute, I tried to make that one, but I couldn't. I was having trouble finding the Mahomes to win MVP part of it. And I was like, forget it. I did bet Mahomes the over. I told you, I did tell you my favorite bet of the year in the Super Bowl, I should say, was Mahomes over 20.5 rushing yards. I just knew he was going to be running around. And he had that hit before that super long scramble.
Yeah.
But he was only at 25. And what did I tell you about those deep kneel downs at the end?
Yeah.
I mean,
that like seven or something like that.
It would have happened again.
Yeah.
If he had 25 yards when he took those kneel downs, he lost 7 yards on those kneel downs.
Yeah.
That would have taken it to the under. DeMonze had a great parlay, but one of the legs was 60
for 40.
40?
40.
And how many did he finish with?
16.
He was terrible. I mean, he just never got going. Demonte, that was a, honest to God, it was like 60 to 1. It was a great, because it was 20 bucks to win, what, 1,200? It was
30 to win 1,300.
Okay, so it was just over 40 to 1.
Yeah.
So that's a bummer. But we gave out a 28 to 1 winner.
Yeah.
We finished the season 8-5 in the postseason.
58-53-2.
So dead even as far as from a big perspective on the regular season and playoffs combined. We were good.
Yeah.
And we gave out some long shot winners. The offer hit 5 times, and every offer was at least 10 to 1. That's a great job by the producers, because I don't put those together.
Right.
I just look at them and see if we want to hit them. You guys also suggested I bet the octopus, which is a player to score a touchdown and the ensuing 2-point conversion. I had never heard of the octopus, and then the octopus hit. So credit to you guys. The gambling producers really did a great job this year.
Yeah.
And 28 to 1, a documented, videoed, and it's not like we put together 7 parlays on that show. We actually only gave out on that show 4 bets. Those 4 bets were the Chiefs. This is unbelievable now I'm thinking of it. I said there were 4 bets. Well, 3 bets that I loved, and then the offer, which I said I'll take. Those bets were the Chiefs plus 1.5, winner. The teaser I gave out. Remember the 6-point teaser of the Chiefs up to plus 7.5?
Yeah.
And the total down to 44? Easy winner. Mahomes over 20.5 rushing yards. He doubled it. And the offer. What a
winning is
fantastic final gambling show weekend.
Now with the bet.
Somehow it resulted in Demonte winning 0 bets. But you know what? Still.
Crazy.
Pretty great. What a gambling show weekend. All right, let's play our game, Demonte. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so today we're going to be playing write-ins.
Okay.
I think you guys remember how it works.
Yeah.
We say something.
I love this picture.
Write the answer.
I love that picture so much. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's a different.
Yeah.
Am I actually wearing those glasses? No, I think because I've worn glasses like that before. I was just confused on where they would have gotten it.
Guess is it's a Photoshop. But go
you guys
ahead.
Did good. Uh-huh. Vegas had the gall to make Mahomes an underdog in the Super Bowl. The entire Fox pregame show or pregame crew picked Philly.
Yeah.
Then Eagles fan booed Dak Prescott when he won an award for being a literal humanitarian. Karma played a blank role in the Chiefs' victory.
Okay. So I'm going to say karma played. All right. Well, this marker does not work. So that's a bad beat for us. We should have maybe tested these out beforehand. Yours does. So I'll go ahead and just do this. Karma played a 0% role in the Chiefs' victory. And here's why. Everyone giving the Eagles fans a hard time for booing Dak Prescott, that is good football fun. The Eagles hate the Cowboys. If they would have like booed DeMar Hamlin, like that to me would be beyond the pale. But it's fine that they booed Dak Prescott. Now, I don't know that it's karma, but how in the world does everyone pick the Eagles?
Yeah.
And it wasn't just Fox. I don't want to just bang on Fox, but Fox was the official pregame show, and all 7 of them picked the Eagles.
Yep, some even had the Eagles by 10.
Yeah, it was crazy. All right, next.
All right, the Chiefs front office deserves credit, obviously. No one wanted to touch Juju or MVS, and Tony was an afterthought. And Pacheco was also a 7th rounder. The Chiefs' best acquisition this year was Pacheco.
Wow. Demonte's saying Pacheco. He can't write it down, even though the game's right in, because somehow this marker here.
I got another one in my bag.
It's all right. You can say it and I'll write it. This marker here has never been used and it doesn't work. It looks like it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's just a faulty. You know what? You know who would never make this mistake? The good people at Sharpie. Tell you that much right now. Yeah, that's why I'm a Sharpie loyalist.
Perfect name drop.
Best acquisition this year. God, dog, that's hard. But I'm going to say this guy. Pacheco was excellent. I have to give him credit all year long. But I'm going to say this guy, Kadarius Toney. Here's why. Acquiring him for a 3rd-round pick when he was 15 months removed from being the 20th pick of the draft or top whatever it was, 21st, something like that, where he still has 2 years left on his contract, is so valuable.
Yeah.
And then, let me have a little cap to that. And then you add to it, they didn't know this at the time, but Hardman was going to be out for months, and they didn't have another guy who could fill that role of just get him the ball in space and have him make people miss. So they desperately needed that player. And, I mean, that punt return, he was spectacular. Now, he's frustrating as far as his ability to stay healthy. Maybe a year in the Chiefs program can help that. But I think it's Kadarius Toney. All right, next.
All right, there were countless big moments for the Chiefs. But what will endure through history? The thing Nick will remember the most about from this Super Bowl was...
All right, well, I'm going to write down my answer. But what do you think my answer is?
Butker hitting the field goal?
Nope, that ain't it. What's your answer? What will you remember the most?
The fumble return.
Oh, really?
Yeah, either the fumble return... Both the fumble return and the punt return were very epic things to see.
I'm going to say this.
The Mahomes scramble?
The Mahomes scramble. The guy's re-injured his ankle. He is getting rushed. He runs for 30 yards.
No. That's an easy one, I feel like.
He runs for 30 yards to set up the game-winning field goal. Mm-hmm. It's just an all-time, why you're a legend moment.
That's his all-time I'm him performance.
Sure, yeah.
Going around on Twitter.
Somebody said that to him after the game. They were like, all these people are, you know, picking these other guys, and then you do all these things. Those aren't great numbers. Those are I'm him numbers. I'm like, oh, God. Let me just melt into this chair. Right. All right, next.
Same thing.
Yep.
The field was very slippery, and Eagles offensive lineman said after the game, it was like playing on a water park. They also had some tough calls go against them. Boo-hoo. Cry, Eagles, cry.
Oh, wow.
The lamest Eagles excuse will be.
You know what? I'm going to say none, because I actually want to give them credit. I don't think they've made a lot of excuses. They did. Yes, they said the field was messed up, but they also then immediately said that was the case for both teams. Bradbury said he committed the penalty. Sirianni, after the game, didn't complain about the penalties. Like, I think the Eagles are taking their loss a hell of a lot better than the Niners have taken their loss to the Eagles.
100%.
The Niners, who got dog walked in that game, and I understand that what happened with the quarterback, and I obviously thought the Niners, you know, should have won that game, but the Niners all week were like, we were the better team, blah, 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 blah. The Eagles, to me, are handling this very, very well, and I give them a lot of credit for that. Next.
All right, after losing, Jason Kelce and Boston Scott watched the Chiefs celebrate on the field. Stephon Diggs seemed to start this trend 2 years ago after the Bills lost the AFC Championship. The staying on the field thing is blank.
I'm going to call it, I think it's the staying on the field thing is odd. Jason Kelce, I do not find it odd. His brother won the Super Bowl, and he seems like they seem like they have an unbelievable relationship.
Yeah.
I think that is one of the coolest sibling relationships I've ever seen. And did you see what Kelce said? He said to Travis when they met midfield to hug. Jason said to Travis after the Super Bowl when they were celebrating.
No, what did he say?
Jason said that what he said to Travis was, F you, congratulations. Which is just so good.
That's pretty dope.
Now, Jason Kelce might be retiring.
Yeah.
And so I don't understand Boston Scott staying out there. And Stephon Diggs did it, I know, and I don't totally get it. All right, next.
I mean,
go ahead.
Maybe they just wish that was them.
Yeah, and they think it's going to motivate them more. Sure, I'm sure that's why. I don't think I'd be able to do it. All right, next.
Your one-word review of this year's Super Bowl commercial is?
Okay, so this isn't one word. But...
straight trash, but hyphenated.
Okay.
As John Wall would say.
I'm going to have to say N/A. Because, and I'm not proud of this, but I will admit to it. I was chain smoking during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Every commercial break, I walked outside and just smoked half a cigarette. It was too much to handle. So I didn't see any of the commercials. I don't know if they were good. During halftime, I did watch halftime on my phone sitting outside.
Yeah.
Out of respect to Rihanna, I didn't want to miss it. But I was a wreck. I was really a wreck during this game because I just know this is such a swing moment. And let me actually let's skip this last one and let's just go here, okay? By the way, I thought Rihanna was spectacular. And the fact that she did that while pregnant is unbelievable. It's unbelievable and incredibly cool. But here's why I was a nervous wreck. And then we'll get to your listener questions in the next segment. This Super Bowl, DeMonze, is a fork in the road moment for Mahomes, the Chiefs, Andy, everything. Because if they lose, then it's, oh my God. 5 years, five AFC championship games, never having to play a road playoff game, and you only have one Super Bowl, losing record in the Super Bowl. Like, when do you get back? What if you don't? Is this going to be the dynasty that never was? All of it, right?
Right.
Now that they won, it is Mahomes is on a legacy free roll for the rest of his career, meaning he never can be there's nothing anyone can ever say about him again. And I do think sometimes that affects guys. Like Peyton Manning struggled in his first few playoff games, which then I believe led him to struggle in the playoffs because that was in his head. Brady wins a Super Bowl immediately and never has to deal with any of that and then goes on to be one of the most clutch players ever. Now that the Chiefs have won two, now that the Bucs Super Bowl looks like the aberration event, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, they couldn't block them. Tom Brady gets them fine. It creates such positive momentum for the team moving forward. And here's the other thing, and this has never been the case for Kansas City, partially because it's not like a super cool city for NFL guys. Do the Chiefs become the place that the aging awesome player says, you know what? I'm going to play one more year for not a lot of money because I want to get a championship. Kansas City's where I want to go. Is one of the reasons you can reload.
Yeah.
Is because you become the spot that people are like, let me go play there.
Yeah.
They're in it every year. They've got all these things. If they lose that game, it's just not that. And here's the other thing. Because there was at one point in this game where the entire receiving core had like one catch.
Mm-hmm.
There was also, if they lost that game, going to be, I think, the unfair, but the narrative of, oh, shouldn't have traded Tyreek. Missed, you know what I mean? Missed him in the game. And so instead, they win. And now, you know, now we see how many we can pile up. All right, very quick break. 90-second break. Come back with your listener questions live in the chat. What's Right Live on YouTube. Welcome back in episode 129. The Chiefs just won the Super Bowl. We're live on YouTube. We have a massive First Things First planned for you today at 3 p.m. Eastern. You absolutely will not want to miss it. DeMonze, let's get to the listener questions.
All right, so first off, Falal123 says, Chiefs won with the second best quarterback in the NFL. Mahomes on a bad ankle.
I got to tell you, we might have to do updated quarterback rankings.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Updated quarterback rankings, first of all, I think these might be the new updated quarterback rankings. Jalen Hurts, 3. Mahomes, 2. Injured Mahomes, 1.
Yes.
Mahomes, you realize Mahomes in these playoffs. So it wasn't, again, prolific from a total yardage standpoint, right? But Patrick Mahomes in this postseason, where he got hurt a quarter into it, finishes the playoffs, completing 72% of his passes, throwing 7 touchdowns, 0 picks, a 115 rating, and again, even though he was injured, had 60 yards and 4 first down rushes, including in each of the last 2 games, the biggest run of the game. So, again, 700 yards is way low compared to his career in the playoffs. He's had the three other years he's played three playoff games, and he had 850 yards, 1,057 yards, and then this year, 700 yards. But that now puts Mahomes' career postseason numbers at 35 touchdowns, 7 picks, and a 107 rating. Just unbelievable. All right, next.
So secondly, we got Brian Jenkins.
Yep.
Nick, how much of the same team do we see next year? How many are free agents, and what's our chances of keeping the band together?
Okay, so the major contributor that could be gone is Frank Clark. So Frank Clark has a $30 million cap hit next year. There is a 0% chance that they keep him on a $30 million cap hit, okay? I mean, it's just a total impossibility that they do that. So if he will agree to a restructure, then maybe you can bring him back. He has been awesome for them in the postseasons. He has been underwhelming for them, obviously, in the regular season. But the other guys that, if I can somehow get this to pop up for me, that I think are, but other than Frank, we can just go through it real quick. The Pacheco is on a rookie deal. Jerick McKinnon is the tough one. And I don't know if they're going to spend money on him. If he wants to come back cheap, I'd love to have him back, but I'm not certain. The receivers, Juju and McColl are the free agents. I think they might let McColl walk. Depending on how much money. I mean, they didn't have him in the last 3 months. They just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Juju, they might lose them both because it's not a good free agent class for wide receivers. Someone might overpay for them, but Juju just won a Super Bowl. Maybe he'll want to stay. Offensive linemen, both tackles are free agents. Orlando Brown was just franchise tagged. I'm sure they're going to try to get a deal worked out with him. I'm not sure. And then we'll see about Andrew Wiley. On defense, they've got everybody on the D-line locked up. Again, Frank Clark, though, could be a cap casualty. All the linebackers are locked up. And the secondary, everyone but Juan Thornhill, they'll probably let him walk, is locked up. But they played so many rookies that they're locked up there. So they're in really, really – McKinnon could be gone. Hardman could be gone. Frank Clark could be gone. But everybody else is there. So I think they're in really, really good position. Next.
All right. Blaine Barris says, do you think Jalen Hurts should have won the Super Bowl MVP despite losing?
I don't, but not because you shouldn't be able to win it when you lose. I think you should be able to win MVPs of games or series when you lose. I just don't because I did not think he was demonstrably better than Mahomes. He had way more plays, way more opportunities, but on a per-play basis, Mahomes was sensational. And he did make one devastating mistake.
Yeah.
And Mahomes made none. So you know what I mean? Like, again, I think he was the second best player in the game. I thought he was awesome. But Mahomes made no mistakes. He made one critical mistake, an unforced error. So when you lose that game, and as great as he was, a mistake caught, 7 points to the Chiefs, I don't think you can give him the MVP in the losing effort.
Well said.
Go ahead.
Justin Pinder says, is Magic Johnson a good NBA comparison for Patrick Mahomes? They both started and dominated immediately and also had a stinker finals early that caused doubt in some people's eyes.
No, I think it's LeBron.
LeBron?
Now, Mahomes has won championships earlier than LeBron. But it's just a talent the likes of which we've never seen. And Magic was amazing early. There's no doubt about it. But Magic also was drafted to a team with Kareem, when Magic was drafted there, Kareem was the best player in the league. That Mahomes is drafted to a team that hadn't been to a Super Bowl in 50 years. Here's an unbelievable stat. When Mahomes took over for the Chiefs, they hadn't been to the Super Bowl in 50 years. They had won one. He started for 5 years. Now there are only 6 teams in NFL history that have more Super Bowls. Can I put you on the spot? How many of the 6 do you think you can name?
The Patriots.
The T Teams with franchises with more than three Super Bowl championships. Patriots, correct.
Broncos.
No, the Broncos have three. So the Patriots, the Steelers. Steelers won four in the 70s in 6 years.
Steelers. Niners.
What's the most popular team in America?
Oh, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Are the Giants in there?
Giants. That's a great job by you, remembering the Giants.
Remembering the Giants.
No. I meant that complimentary because the Giants won a bunch of Super Bowls before you were watching football.
Right.
There's one more you're missing. Can you name it?
What part of the U.S. where are they?
Well, so how about this? Your entire life, it hasn't been the same guy, but your entire life, they've had a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback.
My entire life.
Mm-hmm. They're like a blue blood NFL all-time franchise.
Holy crap, who is it?
Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. Green Bay won
the first two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And then they won one with
Kansas City was one of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, Super Bowl I. And then they won one with Favre and one with Rodgers.
Yeah.
So think about that. Those are the six blue blood NFL franchises. Packers, Giants, Niners, Cowboys, Steelers, Patriots. The Chiefs are one Super Bowl away from joining them. The Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
I remember when they used to suck, dude.
Dude, they
used to be so bad.
DeMonze, they did not win a playoff game for 22 years. From 93 to 2015.
Yeah.
They didn't host a conference championship game ever. And now they've hosted five in a row. It's unbelievable. It's crazy, next.
Man. Oh, William Rodriguez says, do you think the Chiefs should have gone for 2 points and taken a 9-point lead instead of kicking the extra point?
Against any team but the Eagles, yes. Here's why I wouldn't have done it against the Eagles. So that was the Chiefs were up one. They scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter. You can go for two and go up nine and put in a two score game and put Philly in a really rough spot. Here's why I would not have. The reason you do that is the upside is you go up nine. The downside is you're still up seven and you're going to go, you know, the best they're going to do is tie it because almost every team, if they're down seven and score a touchdown late, they just kick the extra point. I think Philly would have gone for two. So I wouldn't have risked the Chiefs all of a sudden trailing.
Right.
Because I think Philly is so aggressive and analytically based and so good in short yardage that if they were down seven, and I said to DeMonze, if the Chiefs scored a touchdown with 2 minutes left, I thought Philly was, if they scored, would go for two.
Yeah.
Like that they would just try to take it. So against most teams, yes. Against Philly, no. And because the Chiefs don't have great 2-point plays. They're not great in like short yardage stuff. So they're not like Philadelphia in that regard. All right, next.
DeMonze Stan 101 asks, what did you guys think of DeMonze's guest appearance on the Twitch show?
I got to tell you, I got to watch it. I haven't seen it yet. DeMonze told me it went great.
Yeah.
And I do really want to see it. I was at the Super Bowl. My apologies that you and I haven't talked about it yet. But I was very busy all week.
Yeah, of course.
But from the reports I hear that he did great. All right. Matt Ford wants to know if I think UFOs are visiting us. It's on the board, and we can discuss it on a day we're not talking about the Chiefs Super Bowl.
Also, so this guy takes the dog for a walk in the mornings usually. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm talking about you.
Okay.
It's like always like a 5-minute walk or something. Yeah. Today I noticed he did something a little different.
What do you mean?
Because, you know, we've got like mailmen and like, you know, random bystanders that'll come by the house. And they're like, oh, like you guys lost me money this week or you won me money or I watched the show. Today I noticed that like you stayed outside for a really long time. I think this guy tried to walk around for a while and have somebody come up to him and congratulate him so he could shower in his sureness that the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
That is definitely.
You were outside for a long time today, buddy.
I was outside for a long time because I felt like our poor dog. Who I didn't take out yesterday for like 8 hours because the Super Bowl is on. I was so stressed out. I was trying to let him have a nice long walk. And
catch a few bystanders.
Was not trying to catch any bystanders. I was not dressed for it.
Yeah.
I was not even in any Chiefs gear. That was a whole setup by you. Great show, everybody. I got to go do the greatest television show I've ever done. The Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. See you guys at 3 p.m. Eastern on FS1. What's up?